It is the trivial things, isn't it? As they reached the corner of Maple and Fifth, Peter noticed the street was unusually quiet. The park was just across the intersection, its sprawling green lawns visible beyond the row of houses. Lily tugged at his hand, eager to get there, her eyes locked on the colourful playground in the distance. "Hold on, sweetheart," Peter said, tightening his grip on her hand as they approached the crosswalk. "We have to wait for the light." The signal changed, and Peter led his family across the street, taking the first step onto the asphalt. That was when he saw it, out of the corner of his eye, a flash of movement, too fast, too reckless. His instincts screamed at him, a sickening jolt of adrenaline spiking through his veins. A car, an old, beat-up sedan, barreled down the road, swerving erratically. Peter's brain struggled to process what was happening, the world slowing to a cruel crawl as the vehicle sped toward them. He tightened his grip on Lily's hand, trying to pull her back, to push her out of the way, anything, but it was too late. The car hit with a sickening thud, the sound of metal meeting flesh, a horrific crunch that echoed in the silent street. He felt the pain as if it were his own. The force felt like it was him that was being torn apart, her little body unable to deal with the force of the impact. Time stood still for him, and his mind screamed that this could not be real. His mind could not understand the gravity of the situation. Peter felt Lily's hand slip from his grasp as she was thrown into the air like a rag doll. The world blurred around him, his scream caught in his throat, paralyzed by the horror unfolding before his eyes. Emily's shriek cut through the haze, a sound of pure, unadulterated agony. She ran toward their daughter, who lay crumpled on the pavement, too still, too silent. Peter's legs gave out beneath him, his knees hitting the ground as he crawled toward Lily, his vision tunneling, his breath coming in ragged, desperate gasps. The car did not stop. It did not even slow down. It roared past, disappearing around the corner, leaving behind nothing but the acrid stench of burnt rubber and the shattered remains of Peter's world. He reached out, his hands trembling as they hovered over Lily's broken body. Her little dress, the one with the sunflowers she had picked out herself, was stained with blood. Her eyes were closed, her face serene, as if she were merely sleeping. But Peter knew. He knew in that moment that she was gone, that the light of his life had been snuffed out in an instant of blind, senseless violence. Emily collapsed beside him, her hands shaking as she cradled Lily's lifeless form, rocking back and forth, her sobs racking her entire body. Peter could not move, could not think, could not breathe. His mind was a drowning in disbelief and rage, a tempest of emotions. Why? The question pounded in his skull, an incessant drumbeat of confusion and anger. Why had this happened? How could this happen? His vision blurred with tears he could not hold back, his hands clutching at the ground, searching for something, anything, to anchor him to reality. The world around them continued on, oblivious to the tragedy that had just unfolded. The birds still sang, the lawnmower still hummed, and the sun still shone, indifferent to the devastation that had torn through the Lawson family. But Peter knew nothing would ever be the same again. This morning, a morning that had started with such promise, had been reduced to a nightmare from which he could not wake. And as he knelt there, beside the lifeless body of his daughter, a dark, twisted seed began to take root in his heart. He knew his world had changed. It would never be the same. He did not know how, but he knew. It was the seed of vengeance, of retribution that raised its ugly head. It whispered to him in the voice of his own grief, promising that the man who had done this would pay. He would find him, this faceless, nameless monster, and make him suffer as they now suffered. He would make him understand the pain, the unbearable loss that had been inflicted upon them. Peter's fists clenched, his knuckles white, as the resolve hardened within him. He would not rest until justice was served, not the justice of the law, but a deeper, more primal justice. The kind that demanded blood for blood, life for life.